Mark, fantastic to see you here as part of the experience as a coach of the New England Lions. Great to get the win after getting sorted out on the first day. It's always a great challenge as a coach to get the players up to sort of fight for the seventh and eighth spot, but it's good that it's close to home too.
Oh, absolutely. Like, the beauty for us is the next 3 years in Tamworth, you know, where we normally have to travel long distances, and for us to have it close to home is a real big bonus. And we're just trying to rebuild New England rugby at a rep level again, where we had a couple of quiet years, and we just need to start with a core group of players, and I think these boys have done it.
Of course, you had blokes back in the day like the Smeadle brothers who used to carve up left, right and centre, and some of these boys will hopefully move through and be part of the Cockatoos. Of course, we remember the great Mike Tim Moama, of course, who dominated New England, strided the field for many years, played for the Cockatoos as well, and that's one of the things you'll want out of this, is just a couple of players to be selected in the Cockatoos squad.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think there was a couple of guys in our squad where they are a real chance, and like, I think they showed out there today that they can match it with the big boys, and you know, not only are they physical, but they're actually really skillful as well. So,
what about this perennial thing? We have this argument forever between the Santos Central Premiership and the New England competition coming together. What do you think of that? That'll happen eventually. And have you seen the inclusion of Tamworth Magpies? They're owning the competition at the moment, but it's all about the players, as we saw last year. You know, it's sort of like the Blues owned the tournament last year and then got rolled in the finals, but they've sort of bought something, the Maggies, and yeah, the inevitable sort of merger, will that be good for everybody, or everybody's got to stick to their own little sort of tribe?
Oh, look, I think at this stage it's probably a case of everyone just working out what's best for rugby. Like, yeah. I think sometimes we get a bit caught up on, you know, this zone versus that zone, whereas I think we've just got to look at what's the best thing for rugby, and there's probably smarter people than me who'll probably work out what that is. But I think the main thing for us in New England is about participation and depth in grades. That's the thing we've always pushed, and I know that's one of the things the Magpies, or Tamworth Rugby Union, sorry, have actually been really impressed with, is the fact that you're getting four men's grades plus women's, and that's probably been the big thing. But look, in time, I'm certainly not opposed to any ideas around, you know, being a joint competition. I think it's just when the time is right, you know, but I think at this point in time, it's really about working out what's the best thing for rugby.
And what about Marianova? There's going to be a big sort of rebuild there and all that sort of stuff. And also, surely we can get ourselves a Super Rugby tournament at some stage, perform. We've had country champs at seniors. We've had the CHS champs a few years ago, and it's time, you know, Belleville Oval got themselves a Super Rugby trial at the very least. I'm not sure if we can let the Queenslanders over the border, but maybe the Waratahs might want to have a bit of a go and come up and see what is a genuine sort of rugby town there in Armidale.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think both Tamworth and Armidale genuinely have a right to, with the facilities they've both got and the level of rugby interest in the two towns, there's no reason that we shouldn't be getting those sorts of events.
And finally, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is the university town of Armidale?
I'm an accountant, mate, so yeah, trying to count a few numbers, and luckily we've got enough numbers on our side today, so MF Partners.
So if we want to cook the books, we'll come and see you. Have your problem at all. Good to meet you, mate, and I want to thank you for your time. Wish you all the best moving forward. All the best to the Blues as well.
Cheers, mate. Thank you for your time as well.